This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 802. Three terms that will help you connect with Australians with David Peachy. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, we are lucky to have David Peachy back on the show, and this time he'll show us three terms that you'd never hear in the US, but are super common in Australia. Listen in today. Today, we have a guest on the show. Our guest graduated with a degree in theater over 20 years ago, and since then, he's traveled the world, learned several languages, and has taught general and business English in Central Europe, Turkey, Russia, and Thailand. Our guest today is David Peachy. Now, let's meet David. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, David, welcome back to the podcast after a year and a half. How have you been?
Hey, Lindsay. Yes, good to be back here. Wow. I've been keeping myself quite busy teaching online and offline. And yeah, I've also been doing a little bit of traveling. I went through Europe to meet my old workmates at the school I used to work at. So yeah,
awesome.
That was quite fun. Good experience back there awesome. In Slovakia. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's always good to travel, see the world, you know, speak with people in different languages and do that kind of thing. So I just want to remind our listeners, because I know we have a lot of new listeners here. Guys, if you don't know David, David was on the show back in 2016, January, and he did two awesome episodes. One was about the expression, ya nah. David, I don't say that very well in an Australian accent. So how would you say that?
I think I tend to put it through my nose a bit more. So it's a bit more like a... Yina.
Much better. So that was episode 467. And then you also did episode 472 about what we can learn about learning English from an actor, because you're an actor. Is that right? Are you still doing some acting, David?
Not so much these days, but yeah, my whole background's in theater. So,
Very cool.
Yeah, I've still got the connections with treading the boards.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So guys, I want to recommend that you go back and watch David's episodes from last year, but now let's move on to something else today. We're going to talk about something completely different. So you're from Australia, right, David?
That I am.
And where in Australia are you from?
Oh, right. I'm on the East Coast. Like most Australians, we live on the coast. We don't live in the desert at all. Yeah, so I'm in Brisbane, a beautiful sunny city on the East Coast.
Awesome. Awesome. So you are here to teach us some interesting words that I've never heard until you suggested them for our episode today. I'd never heard them, but they're words that we're likely to hear if we go to Australia, right?
Absolutely. These are fairly common words that you'd hear from a typical Australian.
Okay. All right. Yes. Awesome. So let's just get into it. I mean, I wonder if you've ever had a student in Australia who studied English elsewhere, like in the States or the UK, and they came to Australia, they heard these words and they were surprised. Have you ever heard of that happening before?
Definitely. In fact, the advanced class I was teaching yesterday, we had a quite a long discussion on this, how their study of British English or American English was quite foreign to what they heard in Australia. It's almost like a different language.
Oh my gosh. So this is an important episode today, guys. If you're preparing to go to Australia, maybe to live, you want to listen up today or even just to take a vacation. So David, let's just dive into it. Let's go ahead. So what would be your first word that you're going to teach us?
Okay. The first word is chook. And a chook is a chicken, and it's simply that. So you'd say you buy a chook for dinner, or we're having chook for dinner. Or if you're out on a farm, you'll go and feed the chooks.
Feed the chooks. Okay. Do you know where the term comes from? Is it just supposed to be short for chicken, or does it mean anything else? Did it come from some kind of, story or something?
Good question. I think it's just a casual way of saying a chicken. Of course, we all know chicken. So, we might say chicken and chook together. But chook's a fairly standard word for chicken. There are a couple of other uses for it. You can use it in an affectionate way and just to say, oh, is everything all right, chook? How you doing, chook?
So it's a way of talking to someone that you're close to?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad you mentioned the theatre background because we also wish each other luck by saying chookers. I don't know why, but we say chookers before you go on stage.
Oh, wow. Okay. These are phrases, guys, that you would never hear in the US. They're so foreign to me. That's why I love today's episode. This is so cool. Okay. So chook. Now, it's pronounced the same as book. Is that right? Am I pronouncing it the right way?
Yep. Look, book.
Look, book. Okay. That sound. The double O spelling, but the sound to pronounce it, right?
Exactly that. Chook.
Okay, awesome. So, guys, if you want to come back to the blog and see these examples written out, you should come back to our blog and check it out. Go to episode 802 and you'll see it. But we're going to move on to the next one, all right? So, what is your next word that you can teach us today, David?
Okay, well, the next one, it rhymes with chook, and it is crook. In Australian English, this is an adjective, and it means you're sick. So you feel crook or a little bit crook.
Oh, wow. Okay. So different, because I know the word crook is used as a noun in the US, someone who's a crook.
Criminal.
It was used more often in the past, I think, throughout history. Mm-hmm. But we would say someone who's a crook is someone who maybe robs a bank or steals something, just a dishonest, like a criminal kind of, right?
Yep.
And do you use it in that way too in Australia?
Yes, we do. We can call criminals crooks. If they're sick, we call them a crook.
Okay.
Well, probably not, but
interesting. Can you give us some more examples of how to use this as an adjective, crook, to feel crook?
Okay. A good example, like you have the expression, if you're very sick, you're sick as a dog.
Yeah,
but
we do.
In Australian English, we can say you're crook as a chook. And I don't know whether chickens are typically ill, but I think we just like the sound of the phrase, crook as a chook.
Crook as a chook, so sick as a chicken, right? Mm-hmm.
Exactly, in the literal sense.
I love that. Any other example or a way we could pull this in?
Let's see, if you've had a big night out on the town and you're waking up and it's a work day, you can call up work and say, oh, sorry, boss, I can't come in. I'm feeling a bit crook.
Okay, I love it. I love it. So good. So, guys, take notes today. Write that down. And that is your second word today. Awesome. Now, do you think that our listeners should try to use these, or is it more important just to recognize them? What would you recommend?
Oh, good question. There are many, many words in Australian English which are not typical in other forms of English, so definitely recognize them.
Yeah.
But if you know that you are speaking to an Australian and instead of saying, oh, I feel a bit sick today, you feel, oh, I feel crook, we will enjoy the fact that you've taken the trouble to learn these Australian words.
Right? It's something that kind of endears you to the local person, and it builds that connection, right? We talk about connection, not perfection, on this show as being our core value, what we care about the most. And it seems like we would connect with the locals very well with these expressions. Do you think so?
I reckon so, definitely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah, I reckon. So I think we've had another Australian teacher come on the show to talk about reckon at some point. I'm sure we did. That's another one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I think so.
Okay. That's great. Okay, so crook. All right. Do you have a third one that you could let us know about today, David?
I do have a third one. And I'll try and describe it. It's when things don't go your way and you feel a little angry and you want to go off and stew in your anger by yourself. You're silently angry. You're sitting alone. You're in a bad temper. You're sulking. So you're having a sook.
Wow.
And the word is sook.
So how do we spell that?
Same word, same as book, but S instead of B. So, yep.
Yeah.
Sook. S-O-O-K.
Okay. So can this be a noun and a verb?
Yeah. So you can either be sooking somewhere as a verb. It's perfectly normal to use it as a verb. We typically say have a sook if you're having a sook, if you're going off sulking. Also, you can call the person who is having the sook, you can call them a sook or a big sook.
Oh, wow.
Why are you sooking your big sook?
I love that. That's so interesting. We don't have this. We do have the word to sulk as a verb, S-U-L-K. Like, why are you sulking? Or we might say, oh, you seem really down today, but we don't have sook. Definitely don't have that at all.
Yeah, and I'd say sook probably comes from sulk. And we just shortened it into sook, like we did with chicken chook. Sulk, sook.
Right. Sure. I love this. Guys, another natural native phrase that you could use to get closer to locals when you're in Australia. Awesome. So is there a bonus you want to share with our listeners before we finish up today, David?
I love giving the listeners bonuses, and I do have a bonus word, and it's quite a strange one. I didn't realize for many years this was a purely Australian word. I thought all English speakers know this word. It is spruik.
Oh, wow.
And I'll spell it for the listeners. S-P-R-U-I-K, spruik.
What does that mean?
Okay, it's a verb and it means you present or you promote a product in the sense that you're probably out the front of the store with a PA system, microphone, and you're telling the passersby what's in the store and what's on special.
So
you're spruiking.
Interesting.
Or you're a spruiker, which was typical actor work quite a few years ago. So you do spruik work.
Oh, have you ever done that kind of work in your acting career yourself?
Me, not personally, but quite a number of my friends have done that. So I'd see them out the front of shops and say, g'day, how you doing? You spruiking today? Yep. What are you spruiking?
Oh, very nice. I love it. Definitely, nice. Again, we don't use this here in the States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you think this word exists? Any idea?
In general, it's a mystery. I did a little bit of research. Just going from the spelling, it looks to us a bit like a Dutch word. Or probably even from Afrikaans in the Boer War, which was at the end of the 1800s. Quite a few Australian soldiers, Australian troops were sent over to deal with that war in South Africa. So I'm wondering if it came into Australian English after that.
Oh, wow. So you think they brought this word in particular back to Australia?
Quite possibly. We don't have any definite proof, but this word appeared around 1900s, early 1900s. So it's that's a possible connection. It looks quite like a Dutch word to me as well.
So interesting how language can be intertwined with history, right? Mm-hmm. With history and culture and what happened and where people went around the world and what they brought back, right?
Exactly.
It tells like us a lot about history. Love
like
that.
A little souvenir from South Africa, maybe.
There you go. There you go. Perhaps that's what it is. Well, thank you for that bonus, David. I love
no
it.
Problem.
So just to review, can we go back through the three words and remind our listeners what they mean so maybe they can recognize them or use them?
Okay. So the first word is chook, C-H-O-O-K, as in chicken. The second word is crook, C-R-O-O-K, to mean you're ill. Your crook is a chook if you're very ill. And the third word is sook. So we've got crook, chook, sook. We've got the rhyme. Sook, you are sulking or you are having a sook.
Okay.
And if you're doing that, you are a sook.
Okay.
That bonus word, if you're out the front of a shop and you're promoting a product, you're spruiking, the action spruik, and you're a spruiker.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that we have a word for that in American English. We might just say like a salesperson.
Probably.
We do have people that will stand out of, for example, like an ice cream shop and have little ice cream samples, for example. But I don't know that we have a special term for it. That's so interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay, guys. So now you are ready to go to Australia and practice your Australian English.
Looking forward to you all.
Yeah. So, David, do you end up having a lot of students come to you who are preparing to move to Australia, maybe? Is that a common theme for your students?
It is actually quite a common theme. When a student contacts me and I think, okay, this is kind of unusual. But after the first few minutes of chatting, yes, it turns out they're interested in either visiting Australia or moving to Australia or studying in Australia. So they do want the authentic Australian experience.
Makes a lot of sense. Perfect. So, guys, if you are preparing, maybe you've taken the IELTS exam or something like that with our other podcast, IELTS Energy, and now you're preparing to go to Australia, then David is your guy. He is the one that you want to book a lesson with. This is very cool. So, David, could you tell our listeners how to find you?
Okay, it's quite easy to find me. My username is Peachy, P-E-A-C-H-E-Y. If you want to use the URL, it's also very simple. You go to italki.com / peachy-teacher. So this peachy teacher, you can find me on italki.
Okay. Awesome. So we highly recommend, guys, that you go on over there and book a lesson with David because, again, as we've said lately, you know, September's coming. The fall is coming. People are going to start to get serious. So I think teacher schedules are probably going to start to book up. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right, David?
I think so. Yeah, that's a kind of a busy time of the year.
Yeah, this is the time to jump on it if you want to learn more of these Australian terms, learn about life in Australia, and get ready for your move. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, David, thanks for coming on the show today. It's been great to have you on again, and we hope to have you on again soon.
Lindsay, it's been a pleasure as always. And yeah, I'm looking forward to coming back on All Ears English very soon.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Take care. Have a good day.
Okay. Cheers. Thanks.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.